Glad you could join us here today. We've got a new month. We've got another issue to decide tomorrow. Ingham County voters will decide whether to create a tax millage to pay for a new $9.6 million animal shelter. Our first guest supports the proposal. Penelope Cernglu is about to wrap up 4 years serving on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. The East Lansing Democrat is an attorney and the owner of the Lansing Business Practical Political Consulting. Nice to see you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Again, if approved, this would raise $9.6 million over 6 years, and it would replace the existing 45-year-old shelter in Mason. How much more would a homeowner pay for this if it passed?
The average Ingham County homeowner with a home valued $150,000, taxed at $75,000, would pay only $1.50 per month to pass this millage.
And at 45, the existing facility is admittedly old. Beyond the age of the building itself, what's wrong with the facility?
Sure. So the facility has lots of problems with it currently. It just doesn't meet modern standards for sanitation, for animal welfare, for efficiency. The airflow system is bad. The storage areas are non-existent. We've had to convert areas that weren't intended for storage into storage areas. Mm. We've also had to convert storage areas into animal care areas. The dog kennels, the cat housing areas are just substandards. They don't meet modern standards. And there are no quiet areas in the facility. Noise and odors go all over the facility right now. So there's a lot of stress for the animals, for the staff, for visitors. It's not good to have adopters come there or people searching for their lost animals. The facility is set up kind of like a maze right now so that it's hard to find anything. We have outgoing animals and incoming animals all coming through the same door, the same lobby, the same areas. So we don't have any separation there. And it's just simply not big enough to meet the increasing needs that we have in our county. 45 years ago, animal control was just a very different thing. And our population has increased substantially
since then. Animal population is what you're saying.
Animal and human
animal,
population.
Well, true
so
enough.
Both.
Has the animal population increased dramatically over 45 years?
So it certainly has, but we're actually reaching kind of a point right now where as we're promoting new programs and spaying and neutering and doing trap, neuter, release programs, we're hoping to see a stabilization of the pet population because people are doing those things now. They're seeing that these things work and they want those programs in their community. And that's a big thing that the animal control does as well.
Did the county look at an upgrade?
We absolutely did. We had internal assessments. We had the National Animal Control Association do an assessment, as well as Hobbs & Black Associates, which is a firm in Lansing. We explored upgrading the current facility. We explored the Road Commission building, which is also located in Mason. And everything we found showed that the most cost-effective thing to do would be to start over and build a new facility.
Penelope Cernglu is a Democratic member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about why she supports a new millage to build a new $9.6 million animal shelter. Now, the Greater Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce has expressed doubts about the millage. I spoke with Steve Jappinga of the chamber on Friday. He says they're not against animals by any means, but and they don't have an official a position on this, apparently. But he does say, he called it, a questionable priority given other issues. I mean, he cited poor roads and infrastructure and legacy costs, senior care, and a few others. I don't think that's an uncommon question or argument. How do you respond to people who say, hey, we've got bigger fish to fry here. We got other issues that we should be dealing with, like a jail, for example.
Sure. So that's exactly why this millage makes sense. By putting a millage out there and allowing for millage funds to cover the new shelter and increase services to the public, we are not affecting our current county budget. So we can continue to prioritize other things in our county budget that are important. Certainly, you know, all of those things cited are important concerns. And this allows us to go to the people, the voters, and say, do you think it's important to have a new sanitary, humane, and efficient animal shelter and increase services for the county? It's a really unique opportunity for us to improve a service that we currently have and ensure that it will continue, but at the will of the people. We say, is this important to you? You get to vote. You get to tell us if this is important to you and you want to chip in $1.50 a month to pay for this service.
What are you hearing from your constituents here? Do you expect this will pass?
I do. We have received a lot of positive feedback, particularly from I've received good feedback from my constituents in East Lansing. So I think it will certainly pass in East Lansing.
You're confident.
As far as I do think, you know, it, depending on how things go, though, it may be close. So we need everyone to vote. If everyone who we expect to vote votes, I do think that this will pass.
Mr. Japinga also suggested that Ingham could use an arrangement more like Clinton and Eaton counties. Apparently, they have collaborative working relationships with the Capital Area Humane Society that reduces the needs of those county governments. And he went on to cite tension here between Ingham and the Humane Society. Let's listen to that. Here's how he put it.
For whatever reason, the Capital Area Humane Society and Ingham County Animal Shelter are just not, they're not talking, they're not seeing eye to eye. And, you know, the chamber here, we're all about not duplicating efforts, you know, efficiency, making sure that the tax dollars are spent well and that there's results. And, you know, it's just unfortunate now that there'll be a millage question about building a brand new facility when the Capital Area Humane Society just got done with their capital fundraising effort on expanding their facilities out there that they've been doing a fantastic job.
So could the animal shelter's needs be lessened with a more collaborative relationship with the Humane Society?
Certainly. Any increased collaboration would be helpful. But we do collaborate. We absolutely do collaborate with the Capital Area Humane Society, with Voiceless Michigan, numerous other rescue groups and private organizations. With as many animals as we do have here, any collaborations are most welcome to us. We collaborate on spay-neuter programs, trap-neuter release. We transfer animals to the Capital Area Humane Society. The Capital Area Humane Society does currently have a very long waiting list, as many people that have attempted to transfer or surrender animals there would know. So sometimes they can take our animals, sometimes they can't.
His point seemed to be, though, that Eaton and Clinton counties have just a more robust connection to the Humane Society, to the point where maybe part of the reason we need the new facility is because those relationships are not developed as much as they could be. I think that was his point.
Yes,
and does he have a point there?
That's simply not true. Eaton County and Clinton County, do have their own relationship. I imagine it's contractual. They're very small counties compared to Ingham County. The facilities that they've had in the past were very small, and they didn't see a lot of animals coming through their doors. Our numbers are exponential compared to these two counties and the animals that they take care of. We're also required by law to hold all stray animals for 7 to 10 days, regardless of who eventually adopts those animals out. We have to hold bite cases. We have to hold animal cruelty cases, dog fighting cases. There are a lot of animals
they
in
don't.
Ingham County.
Eaton and Clinton don't have to do that, or?
They do, but they just don't have as much of it as we do.
Oh, okay.
Their operations just aren't as large as what we're seeing.
Well, Ingham's got to have the biggest population of those three counties.
Absolutely. And particularly in the city of Lansing, we have a lot of animals coming from the city.
I'm under the impression, though, you referred to adoption, that Ingham County wants to continue adoption services and Eaton and Clinton have a different kind of do they farm that responsibility out to the Humane Society?
From what I've heard, that is what they do, and that for us would not be beneficial for our operation. Our low-cost adoptions, we feel that they provide a service to the community. They offset the housing costs of the animals that we have to house there while we hold them for their stray holds. They bring in community support. We have over 150 volunteers that currently volunteer at the shelter and assist with those programs. The adoptions, those are the good part of what animal control does. If we take that away, we just become the dog catcher. Mm. And we still have a tax burden. We still have to fund that because we're legally required to do that. So the adoptions, those are the good part. And that's something that, you know, that we want to keep as part of our operation. But with that being said, we do transfer animals to the Humane Society. Whenever they're willing to take them, we absolutely are willing to transfer them to the Humane Society or any other rescue group that is, you know, properly set up and legitimate and willing to take our excess animals.
Mr. Japping seemed to allude to some kind of tension between the Ingham Animal Control and the Humane Society. Is there anything, do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that our director has been part of collaborative coalitions with the Humane Society, and he has been working on increasing collaboration. So there's certainly been communication there.
Don't know anything about any tension, though.
There may have been several directors back in the past from what what some people had said about it, but currently, there's no reason, that there would be or should be, unless there's any type of, since they're both animal welfare organizations, some people are like, well, I support this one, I support that one. So there may be that for some people, but I think the Humane Society is a great organization. They provide a great service to our community. It's just a different service as a private organization versus the service that we provide as a public organization. For example, we're open admission. We have to take all animals that come to us, sick, injured, lost, stray, big, small, adoptable, not adoptable. We're required to take them. Mm. We can't turn them away if we're full. So we have to make appropriate accommodations.
Penelope Cernglou, again, a Democratic member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about her support for a new millage to build a $9.6 million animal shelter. The shelter would open up on Sundays if this passed, I take it.
Yes.
And it would hire more staff. Apparently being open 6 days a week has worked for many years. Why is opening on Sunday necessary?
So Sunday is a day, like Saturday, that many people don't have work. So they would find the shelter more easily accessible on Sundays than they may during the week. Saturdays, we have a huge amount of people come in because it's the only weekend day that the shelter is open. And it often creates lines and backups so that people are waiting more than an hour or two to be served. And we feel that on Sundays, if it's also open on Sundays, we can lessen those wait times for people and also just provide service in general. If you lost your animal on Sunday, you can come in on Sunday and look for your animal. If you want to adopt on Sunday, you can do that. If you need to give up your animal for whatever reason, you can do that on Sunday. You don't have to wait because we're closed on Mondays as well. You don't have to wait until Tuesday.
In the time that we have left, I know you're planning your departure from the Board of Commissioners after 4 years of service here. What are your thoughts on a new jail for Ingham County? Some would say that we need a millage for a new jail more than we need a millage for an animal shelter. It gets talked about a lot. What are your thoughts?
Well, we definitely need either a new jail or to update our current facility so that it meets guidelines for what, you know, we're required to provide.
Have you studied it close enough to have an opinion? I mean, could we upgrade the current jail, or do we need a new jail?
We actually are taking a second look at whether or not we could upgrade the current jail, because building a new jail is going to be very, very expensive, even compared to the new animal control facility. And we want to do, you know, what is most cost effective for our community. So we're taking another look at whether or not it can be upgraded. And I can't say how that's going to turn out for sure. So
you're choosing not to run for re-election because your family's growing. Congratulations. And you want to spend more time with them. What have you learned in briefly? What have you learned in 4 years on the board? What are you going to take away from this experience?
Sure. Well, so I think it's been 6 years because I remember being elected in 2010.
Beg your pardon.
No problem. I just learned a lot about how the county government operates and all of the different departments and services that the county provides that most people just aren't aware of, and how they affect your everyday life. And I think that, you know, the county does a lot with a little. And it's great to be knowledgeable of that, and I hope to continue to be involved as much as I can.
Penelope Cernglou is a Democratic member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners for a few more months here. We're talking about why she supports a new millage to build a new $9.6 million animal shelter. Good luck to you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.